My name is Jean-Guy Honoré. I work in Haiti. I am the executive director of CHARES, formerly Hightech Haiti. I am a physician. I studied medicine in Haiti, and then I have a specialization in obstetric and gynecology, but also I study public health, policy and management at Tulane University in the United States. And I also study reproductive health in Belgium at Université Catholique de Louvain.
I have been trained in the biggest hospital in the country that we call Hôpital Général, the General Hospital. And then I have been also hired at this hospital as a physician attendant, going there during some days to provide care to women, because I'm a gynecologist, so see women, and most of them are poor people. But in my private office, I receive people from the I can say middle class, that came to my office. So I provide the same attention to those poor people at General Hospital to those who come to my office, because for me, providing care to a human should not have any difference. But there are still some, I don't know what to say, sequel of the colonization period in the country that you can see sometimes if someone go to some institution, mostly public institution. If you are able, for example, to speak French, or if you are white or almost white, you can receive a better attention. You can spend less time than the other people. That happen in the country, and mostly when you go to countryside, you can see some gender-based inequality. For example, in some places, a woman cannot decide, for example, to go to see a physician without the agreement of her husband. Things still happen in the country, but for people who have been trained, who are professional, you can see that less than in the other people of the population.